98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show. It's your Coast Social Network on the air, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, local, organic, farm fresh. And on Wednesday mornings, we speak with Lisa Cripps Downey from the Berrien Community Foundation to find out what's going on around the community and where Berrien Community Foundation is providing awesome support. And Lisa, we were somewhat active here in helping to promote the BCF Arts Challenge that happened, and boy, was it a success this year. Let's remind people what the BCF Arts Challenge was all about.
This year has been a little crazy for everyone, right? Especially for our arts organizations when the community went into a shutdown mode, right? And a lot of our arts organizations could not do what they do in order to maintain their organizations, in order to raise money, in order to serve the public. And the Berrien Community Foundation, while we were trying to make sure that we were deploying our resources in the best way for our community, we also wanted to help our arts organizations. It was a little difficult when we were looking at, okay, how do we help people who were trying to make sure that they could pay their rent and that they had what they needed to eat and to stay safe. But we still wanted to make sure when we got out of this that our arts organizations were thriving and surviving during COVID. So we were able to connect with an anonymous donor who told the community, if you raise $75,000, they will match that $75,000 for general operation support for 10 arts organizations in our community. And the arts organizations came together and just worked really hard, and the community answered that call above and beyond anything we ever expected.
Yes, they did. In fact, as these organizations got together, they collectively pooled a lot of their own email groups, audiences, social media folks, and told them to donate to the challenge. The community raised over $218,000. That's pretty amazing.
It sure was. And we heard from people who said, boy, I'm really strapped for cash right now, but here's $10. I bet I would have bought a ticket to something. And the arts really mean something to me, and I want to make sure that they survive. We learned just how personal the arts are to us as a community, how important the arts organizations are to us as a community. And so it was from those small donations to very large donations to meet and exceed that challenge.
And we do have some of those organizations that were part of the Arts Challenge present today, including Julia from the Krazzle Arts Center and Sue from the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra. Julia, I'll start with you and just, you know, ask, you know, what it meant to be part of this great challenge. And clearly a portion of the Krazzle supporters stepped up to help this over to $218,000 so that all organizations can be helped out that were part of the Arts Challenge. What does it mean to be part of that?
It was really an awesome opportunity for us. You know, I echo Lisa's sentiment that, you know, we were really financially strapped and in a really strong predicament, but we also felt very hesitant to go out there into the community asking for financial support during a time when we know essential daily needs were necessary for the community members as well. So having the opportunity to lean on the foundation to be a part of this fundraising campaign and offer up the challenge was immensely helpful. But also, this certainly was not a time when we, Krazzle Arts Center, felt like it was the right thing to do for us to go out and fundraise in competition with all of our partner cultural organizations. You know, it's important that we have a culturally vibrant community, and that takes all of us. It takes every single organization that is a performing arts or a dance or a music or a visual arts organization to make it a robust community. And it would be hard to imagine coming out and asking for a dollar for the Krazzle Arts Center and, you know, not acknowledging all of those other partner organizations that are so critical for the fabric of the community. So this was such a fantastic opportunity for us to really partner, you know, pull one another up, show the community that we stand aside one another culture, that we really do believe in the collaboration and the importance of all of us being present in the community. And, you know, it truly made us feel better about making the ask. And I believe that it was a good show of faith to the community that we truly believe in the importance of what we're doing together. So it was awesome. And, you know, I'm super grateful for the foundations for leadership and support and not only getting the matching grant, but also providing a lot of background sort of support as these 10 organizations came together and led this really quick and aggressive campaign in the community.
Yes. And it's just amazing to hear that all this happened the way that it did. Again, pairing all these organizations together to become one, to have one voice and speak together. And I'm sure that Sue from the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra will echo that as well. You know, Sue, you have a unique challenge with the SMSO because you don't have a physical building full of people and things to do. You travel to different places. You have events and perform most often. And all of that, of course, dried up for the year. So being a part of this challenge, I imagine, was a pretty awesome thing for the SMSO.
It was totally awesome. And it was very inspiring to see all of us come together. You know, some of these arts organizations I've worked with before, but some of them I haven't. So it was a chance for us to all get to know each other, which was an incredible bonus to this whole thing, that we worked together, we played together, and we got the work done and we raised the money and we are closer together because of it. And you're exactly right, Zach. You know, what we do is on stage with 65 musicians to an audience anywhere from 200 to 1,000 people. So it was really huge when everything shut down and we couldn't do what we do. And then the other part of the struggle for us was our season in March and April was the last time we were going to work with our music director, Robin Fountain, because he was retiring. So he was not able to even perform his last concert. And then we had these four incredible conductor finalists ready to come in and show their stuff for us. And it was exciting to have them come in and for everybody to meet them and for us to decide who was going to be the next music director. Well, obviously none of that has taken place as well. So it's a time when you can get really down, but these other organizations, we all lifted each other up.
It's so great to hear that this happened. And obviously there are many other organizations that were part of the Arts Challenge who can't all join us today, but I'm sure they'd echo both of your sentiments from the Krazzle and again from SMSO. And Lisa, since we've been talking about all these organizations, what are the 10 that were involved in the BCF Arts Challenge?
Well, of course, we have the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra and the Krazzle Art Center, Citadel Dance and Music Center, the Ghostlight Theater, ARS Galleries, Children's Music Workshop, Twin City Players, Performing Arts Workshop, the Acorn Theater, and Water Street Glassworks.
And we should mention, too, that if folks still want to donate to this cause, it is still up and open and ready to take donations at the website, right?
Yes, you can still make a donation. And at the end of the year, we're going to divide that out among those 10 organizations.
If folks have any sorts of neat ideas like this donor that matched this and helped bring in $218,000 for these organizations, if it's an idea that grandiose, or even something as simple as volunteering or making a small donation to the Berrien Community Foundation, they can simply get a hold of you at the office, right?
Absolutely. You can always contact us either through the website at berriencommunity.org, or you can call the office at 269-983-3304. And I love it when people call me with grandiose ideas or just how do we get something done? How can we be creative? How can we help? And we're always ready to get behind something that's going to serve our community.
All right. Lisa Cripps Downey is from the Berrien Community Foundation. We also want to thank Julia from the Krazzle Art Center and Sue from the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra joining us this morning on the Coast Social Network. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.